B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
So let's talk to the man who covers the Sixers for The Athletic. He joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. He's Rich Hoffman. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Mike.
Rich, what did you think of the KD return last night? And how are you feeling about the Nets in the future?
I think they're pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, I think they're pretty good. I think they're pretty good. They scored a lot of points last night against a team that was not disinterested in playing defense, I thought. But so when we bring it home with the Sixers, how do you think the Sixers now? Embiid came back the first, looked good. How do you think they will look now with this stretch of road games?
Well, I guess the good news is the team that was disinterested in playing defense is the Sixers' next opponent.
And yes.
They've been disinterested in that all year. I mean, they're a fun team because Zion Williamson is really a unique, pretty amazing player. He shoots like 65% from the field, scores 30 points a game, but they don't guard anybody. It's been a weird stretch for the Sixers, Mike, where they, I think at the end of this road trip, they will have been on the road for 20 of 23 days. Mm-hmm. You know, they just had like the short back-to-back in Philly. They did come back today and practice, which I think was a good move. But, you know, like these games are very winnable. You know, I would imagine Embiid will only play in the Friday game against the Pelicans, and then mm-hmm. they're playing against the team that's going to try to lose on
Oklahoma
on Saturday
City. Yeah.
In Oklahoma
yeah.
City.
So that looked like two wins to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
All right, now Monday at Dallas with a look ahead.
Yeah, that feels like a loss. I mean, that could be a loss. That's a tough game.
Okay. Yeah, I can see 2-1 as they go into the Brooklyn game Wednesday.
Yeah, and Dallas is playing better. They have Porzingis back. The one thing I will say about that game in, what was it, like early February when they played in Philly, the Mavericks didn't have Porzingis, which makes them a little bit easier to guard. And I will say, like, in that game, Ben Simmons did about as good of a job as I've seen somebody do on Luka Doncic all year. You know, you watch Luka play against all these other teams. Like, he played against the Celtics a couple weeks ago. He was just embarrassing them to the point
yeah.
where it looked unfair. So, you know, when Ben Simmons pretty much shut him down for three quarters of that game, it stands out. It's pretty impressive.
Okay. They did drop a player, that guy, it was the throw-in. That means, I assume, that they are going to sign an opt-out player or a buyout player. Is that what that means to you?
That is what that means. I have no idea who it is. You know, if it's going to be somebody who is at, like, that stretch five position that we talked about a few weeks ago, or just somebody who's, you know, a wing that they consider to be more close to helping, or closer to helping him than Iggy Brazdeikis was. But, yeah, that does seem what's going to happen, and it's going to have to happen in the next little bit, because the deadline for the player being bought out / waived is tomorrow.
Yeah, so like the only guy that I look at that fits, and I hate the guy, but he does fit, is Kelly Olynyk. Is it reasonable to think that he's going to get bought out or no?
From everything I've seen, Houston, which, I mean, that's been an organization that since Daryl Morey has left, they've done some interesting things, I'll say, the direction of the moves they've made this year. Not that all of them have been terrible, but they haven't made a ton of sense. Like, he is a very logical guy to be bought out. That team should be looking to lose as many games as possible. Kelly Olynyk, he's not really going to help them anyway win games. So, all the signs I've seen so far, you know, there hasn't been a word about him getting bought out, but it's very logical that he would move.
Yeah, I mean, it actually works for the Sixers, but if it's not him, what, Ellington?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, you know, Mike Muscala maybe in Oklahoma City, but, you know, it could end up being somebody like Gary Clark or somebody like that. Like, it might be a very underwhelming name.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on which of these guys gets bought out, but there hasn't been a lot of buzz on really any of these guys getting
yeah.
bought out.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's talk about the George Hill situation, and he spoke, and he said definitely be back for the playoffs, but you know, I'd like to get him back sooner than now. What are you seeing here, and what are you hearing?
It certainly sounds like it's going to take a little longer than we first expected. Like, I didn't expect him to play in the first game after he was traded at the deadline. Like, I figured, you know, it might take a week or so. You know, he's got that cast off of his thumb. He's been, you know, he'd already been kind of doing conditioning work in Oklahoma City. It sounds like they're going to get him back at some point here, but the fact that they don't have a timeline is, it's taking a little longer than I thought. I'm not saying, like, completely press the panic button, but, yeah, I think it's, you know, considering what Daryl Morey said, that he didn't think he would be out for that much longer when they made the trade, it does seem like not having a definitive timeline at this point is, it's a little bit concerning. Like, do I expect that they'll have him back before the end of the season? Yeah, I mean, he said that today. But, yeah, it is taking a little bit longer, and you would hope, you know, despite the fact that he's, like, a veteran player, smart guy, you would hope that you would have him for, I don't know, like 10, 15 games. Like, the playoffs are right after that. It's, you know, you'd like to see some experimentation and him have a chance to gel with his new teammates.
What do you think is reasonable, though? I mean, I'm looking at the rest of the schedule. 10 games would put them, I guess, Atlanta. They have a back-to-back with Atlanta, like in that area, April 30th?
Yeah. I mean, to me, like, it doesn't sound like it's going to happen in the next week or so. So, you know, you go another week after that, you're getting pretty close to those stretches.
Yeah, I would like to see him against those Milwaukee, with those Milwaukee games, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Like, he did also strike an optimistic tone, for whatever that is worth today. Like, I would say the gist of his availability today is, I'm making progress, but I can't tell you when that's going to be.
Yeah,
so,
man.
You know, make of that what you will. I don't really know.
Okay, we're back to the Ben problem, as you well know. And I know you guys have been asking Doc Rivers, and he's always got the ready. You guys think about more about that than I do, which I think is BS. But what's your read on this lack of offensive aggression? Certainly not what it was before the All-Star break.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I had a tweet the other day where if you look, it's been like a tale of three seasons for him. You know, he started out, he was pretty unaggressive, and then it was pretty much right when that Harden trade was made, right when those two games against Boston and Philly, it was some of the best basketball he's played when you add in the defense. But then since the All-Star break, I think he's probably been a little bit worse offensively since the beginning of the year. And yeah, I mean, you can continue to ask Doc Rivers this question, and we do as much as possible. And he says that he is way less concerned about his scoring. Like you, I'm not sure he actually thinks that.
He can't possibly think that. Really, I can see what he's doing. They never want to go trip the wire here with this guy. So, you know, they walk behind it all the time.
Well, and the thing that is slightly annoying from my perspective about those answers is he says he's helping us win in so many other ways. Like, he's a facilitator, all those things. His assist numbers are down. The team offense is down. Like, he's not helping them win on the offensive end of the court in recent weeks. Like, I could see if he was throwing up, you know, 14 assists per game, two turnovers, and they were just humming. And,
yeah,
you know, you have guys like Curry and Green just making three after three that were off his penetration. But that's not what's happening. So, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. All right, so we're at this team's mercy now as we go to the playoffs. I would love to get a better idea what they are with George Hill involved, and I'd love to see what the Nets are with all three of them involved. And we've been deprived of this. It's maddening.
Yeah, and like you said at the beginning, you know, Harden, he's not going to play in that game in a week. You know,
yeah.
They said reevaluated at that point, so that's not going to happen. And you just have, It's been pretty funny. Like, the Sixers and the Nets have done very similar things this year, where they just haven't had their pieces all together at the same time, but they both continue to play, like, really good basketball. Like, that game in Boston the other night, like, I would say going into that game, I still, in the back of my head, was like, oh, man, could, you know, Boston with, you know, all of the past baggage that the Sixers have against them, you know, they have these two good wings. Like no, the Sixers are better than them. They have handled the season completely better than them. And frankly, the other night, that was a 10-point game. Wasn't that close. Yeah. So, yeah, it would be nice to see that. Hopefully we get those Milwaukee games. Will be pretty good, like you said, towards the end of the year. But, you know, Mike, it could just be a lot of experimentation against teams that they keep beating.
Yeah. All right, Rich, always good to hear from you. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, man, see you.
All right, that's Rich Hoffman checking in, covering the Sixers, of course, for The Athletic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.